Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talks Radio. Talk for Thursday, May 3rd, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas, as I do every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. To join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, before we get started on today's topic, with poet extraordinaire Rosie Childs, I would like to discuss last night's NBA playoff games and a few other things I need to get off my chest. Okay. In the Western Conference, the San Francisco Spurs continue to dominate the Utah Jazz behind Tony Parker's 18 points, dispatching the Jazz last night 114-83 to go up 2-0 in their series. The Memphis Grizzlies recovered from blowing a 27-point lead in Game 1 to even their series at one game apiece with the L.A. Clippers by winning by a score of 105-98, led by Rudy Gay's 21 points. The only Eastern Conference game last night was the Indiana Pacers against the Orlando Magic, and the Pacers handled the Magic 97-74 behind Danny Granger's 26 points. Changing subject a little bit, the NFL community is still mourning the sudden loss of 12-time Pro Bowler Junior Seau. Seau played 20 seasons in the NFL with San Diego, Miami, and New England. He is being remembered for his charitable fun and loving ways. He will be missed. Now, for my rant for the day. Something happened the other night after the Boston-Atlanta playoff game. At the end of the game, Paul Pierce knelt down to give thanks to the man above. All of a sudden, everyone began saying he was Tebowing. Really? Since when has kneeling and praying started being called Tebowing? Come on, people. Praying has been around longer than me, you, and definitely Tim Tebow. Please stop calling it that, because that is not what it is. Oh, and by the way, Tebow is not the first person to kneel after scoring. Please, let's get it together. I'm just saying. Okay, after the break, we'll be joined by poet extraordinaire Rosie Childs in a few moments. Your host, Eric Jackson. Today's show is titled Inward Thoughts with Rosie Childs. To join in the conversation, dial in at area code 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Good afternoon, Rosie. Thank you for joining me today.
Good afternoon, Eric.
Rosie, tell us a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to write poetry.
Well, Eric, I'm just like a hopeless romantic. That's what I am. And a lot of my poetry stems from romance, from romantic sex. I am originally from Texas, born in Liberty. I'm 50 years old. And I decided for my 50th birthday that I would give myself a gift. And so I put together some poems, and I had them sent off. And the name of the poem, the prize poem, is called Inward Thoughts. And that came from a lot of time and spending a lot of time by myself. And I have a friend that I used to cry and weep and moan to all the time, and he said, you need to do something with all that work. You got a lot of stuff in you. So I was, you know, at first I was like, what? But now, you know, many, you know, 2 years later, it's like, wow, I do have a lot to say and on every front. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with the world.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Okay, besides poetry, what other talents do you have?
Well, I love to design rooms, and I love to cook. I love to entertain. Those are things that I like to do. And one day I hope to have a facility somewhere where we can do, you know, entertaining on all levels, you know, even if I could even entertain the president.
Now, that would be something nice. Okay, Rosie, can we get, will you please read one of your poems for us, please?
All right. One of the first poems that I put together, and it came in regards to nature. I love nature. It's called Nature's Love. You move me like the breeze, just wave the leaves of the little tree. Like the sweet, whimpering fragrance. That yellow blue, you remain my heart. As the dew of the morning covers the grass, you refresh me. Like the invigorating center, which your deep sight I sense. Seeing you is like viewing the world in all its splendor for the first time. Kissing you is like kissing for the first time. You exhale the strength of the rock of Gibraltar and the courage of a lion, yes, you are able to caress me like the touch of a feather. You are nature, natural.
Wow. You got a little steamy up in here, folks. That was wonderful. That was wonderful. After a poem like that, what would you like to see people take away from that?
Well, you know, since I started doing the poetry, what I've come away with is that hearing the poem, different people hear it and see different things. Some people see God, and some people see romance. So it's kind of like beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Well, when you hear the poem, you take away with it what's deep within inside you. That's why I named my poetry Inward Thoughts, because, you know, it's what's going on inside.
Great. That's wonderful. Well, in the local area or out, how often do you get to share your poems with others, and where do you share them at?
Family, friends. we have a local place here in Saline. It's located on College 17th there, and it's called Under Fortinet or something. I can't remember it right now. I'm a little nervous. Yes. But anyway, and I've, you know, been able to, you know, join in for a spoken word at some of the local clubs here in Killeen. And also, I've been talking to different DJs and different people across the nation. So I'm looking forward to really getting out there. My plan is not only to recite my poetry in English, but in various languages. CD.
All right, that is outstanding. Seems like you have a lot of things planned, and you're definitely on the go. Outstanding. Well, can we get another poem from you? I mean, you had it so steamy up here in the first time, we got to get another one. You know, people, the, y'all just should have seen the people in the studio. Everybody was mesmerized. It's wonderful.
Okay. It's called Crushed by a Crush. And I know someone's had a crush out there. A petal of smile that gave way to a stone of adoration that led to a rock of multiple kisses that launched a boulder of passionate love that ultimately caused a mountain of heartache. And there I, a casualty, lay, crushed by a crush.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. This is a very talented young lady. Outstanding. You're welcome. Now, where can, if anyone is interested in hearing you speak, where can they contact you at?
Okay, you can shoot your email at inwiththoughts11@hotmail.com.
Okay. I hope everybody got that. Inwiththoughts. Hotmail2011@hotmail.com. Thank you. Well, after this break, we'll chat some more with Poet Extraordinaire Rosie Childs. And see you in 2. To Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and today's show is Inward Thoughts with Poet Extraordinaire Rosie Childs. Now, before we went on break, Rosie, we had you read another one of your great, lusty poems. As far as your poems, do all of them reflect love?
Some reflect today's topic. We have so many things going on with our families. There's always distress. There's inspirational poetry. I have one that was called Crying. And
well, can we hear that one?
Riding high, soon to be abased, ruined by the thoughts of pride. Ripped tears flooded my eyes, yearned for love, got temporary satisfaction. Yearned to be killed, only to be dropped. Helping, yelping from the sting of pain that went injured by love, not found, injured by words said and not said, injured by the knife in my heart. No relief for me in sight, no compassion because selfishness doesn't have a heart. No, my child, love everlasting is a cure on earth. Getting understanding got to kneel and pray to the one who will not drop me nor pierce my heart with daggers of despair. Glory to God, the Most High, the lover of my soul, crying.
Wow. Wow. You know, I don't know about y'all out there in the radio land, event lab, but I can sit here and listen to these poems all day. They are just that wonderful. I mean, wow. You know, and can I ask what inspired you to write that particular poem?
Wow. Okay, we have a Pierce Morgan here. Are you properly in love? I don't know, you know, in this day and age, a lot of people suffer from depression, and I am one of them, and that's another topic for another day, but I try to channel that in writing, and it helps to calm the spirit, and I would challenge anyone out there that you can do the same thing, you know, just, you know, put what's in your heart, write it down on a piece of paper. And you don't know, someone next to you, next door, across the street, someone is going to that very same thing, and they'll be able to relate to it. And that's how I write. I like to relate on, you know, on a human level.
Outstanding. Well, I have another surprise for you, Miss Rosie. You know, I understand you can sing a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever thought about, I know you speak your poems, but you ever thought about singing your poems?
Well, actually, my son and I talked about that just yesterday, that the very first poem that I had written, we've been collaborating on that and making plans to try to put that to music, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I listen a lot to a lot of artists today, and you know, at one point in time, it seemed like things were unreachable, but it's not unreachable. It's not. You know, all they did was write down what was on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with that, I'm taking it. I'm running with it. You know,
that is outstanding. That is outstanding. Well, Ms. Charles, thank you for coming today. And but before we leave, can we get, please, just one more before I let you get out of here? I'm sorry, people. I love these poems. They're outstanding. And, you know, she's available, you know, at her email. If you want to join in the conversation here today, you can call in at 347-838-8622, or you email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can hit me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Okay.
All right. There's so many. It's called Calm Water. As I entered an ocean filled with a vast amount of treasures and insurmountable promise, I was suddenly thrown into a tumultuous current. As the wind curled and swirled, theory, I long to hear the soothing tone of your voice amidst the raging sea. You, the anchor of hope, spoke, and the impact of your being settled the waves of uneasiness. As the sails gave their power, the rudder safely guided me, and I began to respire. As the ship made passageway into the port, I realized that the island and I were surrounded by a serene and calm water.
Wow. And you know, people, that calmed me right on down. Oh. So, you know, I'm going to ask this question. What is the meaning behind that poem?
Well, if you are a Bible-carrying person, it might remind you of when Jesus was asleep in the boat
mm-hmm.
with the disciples, and they said,
All right. It's cold, calmed everything down around here, that's for sure. Okay, Rosie, well, before I let you get out again, can you give the people the email, your email address, you know, so they can contact you?
Okay, guys, that again is InWithThought2011@hotmail.com. And thank you, Eric, for giving the opportunity to share my poetry over the airwaves.
Well, it's my pleasure, trust me. Okay, people, and once again, that was Poet Extraordinaire, Miss Rosie Childs. You know, we're going to give her a clap on that one. Outstanding job. Now, moving on from my poetry, I want to discuss something that happened a couple of days ago, where a DE agent left a college student in a prison cell for 4 days. For 4 days. You know, of course, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But still, how can you put a child, a teenager, in a prison cell for 4 days and forget about him? And forget about him. You know, that is not a good thing to do. You know, Daniel Chung, 24, said he was taken to the local DEA office after he was caught in a drug raid where he was smoking marijuana. You see, she smoked that stuff that made you say it wrong. Marijuana on April 20th. The agents didn't charge him criminally and even told him they would drive him home, but apparently forgot about him in a tiny holding cell where he languished for days without food, water, or a bathroom. Chung says he finally gave up on screaming for help and eventually tried to kill himself with the glass from his spectacles and drank his own urine. Sure, he would die there. Sure, he would die there. You know, can you imagine that? No food, no water, not even a bathroom. You know, that goes to show, you know, even though we think, you know, we need somewhere to, how can I put it, the necessities, you know, you already have a sense of survival in you. I mean, who would think you would drink your own urine? You know, I remember, I may be telling on my age here, some years ago back in the 70s, a plane crashed in the Andes. Well, the soccer team, the members of the plane, the survivors, had to start eating the victims to stay alive. You just never know what you would do. But, I mean, I think everyone learned a lesson about this. I'm sure Daniel Chung won't be smoking marijuana in nobody's house anytime soon. Or even smoking marijuana. I'm sure the DA, you know, they'll be checking on the individuals they have in their cells as well. Well, thank you for listening in today to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Please join me tomorrow for Fun Friday, where everything counts and nothing is off limits. See you there tomorrow on Let's Talk. Mm-hmm.